You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartselle, Alabama, so stay tuned.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations in Athens, Alabama. I'm glad to be here right now with Mary Catherine Fulmar, formerly Clem of Athens, Alabama. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Mary Catherine.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here.
I have been excited learning more about you over the past couple of weeks. Yeah. As some listeners know, we had an article that came out in the News Courier, your story, and I wanted to follow up with you here on the radio show to talk about your life and talk about coming from Athens and what you're doing now. And there are a lot of people who are interested in that because a lot of people in Athens know who you are. They're familiar with you, but maybe they lost track over time. And where's Mary Catherine? You've been some places since graduating Athens High School.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much again for the fantastic story. I mean, that was such a great summary of kind of how our process and where, you know, I've come from Auburn, in Athens, and then all the way to now. And it has been quite a journey. But yeah, so My husband and I, we're in, Tyler's my husband, and we are between Birmingham and Andalusia.
Okay.
And so we, right before COVID, got some property down in Andalusia. His family's originally from that area. And so we just have kind of a big farm down there, and we're learning how to do that. And it surprises my mother and everybody every day, because I didn't really do anything like that when I was here. Although my grandmother grew up on a farm, and they had dairy and cows and all that stuff. So we're not quite there yet.
Okay.
But, it's a ton of inspiration for some of my recent collections, for Cotton and Quill, from the textile and wall covering. And then because of COVID, we have expanded some where I do licensing now with some other companies. So really, I've just kind of wanted to create a lifestyle brand. My grandmother, a lot of people that are from here for a long time, she had Merrill's gift shop for years. And so I kind of grew up around, you know, all of that. And so it's just interesting how everything evolves, and so where I am now. But I do a lot of tablescapes, and that's kind of what I'm going to be doing tomorrow at the library here in Athens. And then also working at Sister Schubert's home in Andalusia next weekend, the 29th. I'm going to be doing a lot of tablescapes and things for that event, for her home and garden tour. It's going to be great. And it's to benefit a great cause too, the Bethesda House. So, for battered women. And so I think it's just so good to be part of a, another great Southern community. And it's just so interesting, because anybody I tell there that I'm from Athens, they all talk about when they went to the championship football game when my mom was in high school. And my mom talks, everybody here in Athens that's my mom's age, they talk about it, the Andalusia game. And it's just so funny, because it's almost like a mirror, truly a mirror image of one another. I mean, Athens has grown so much recently. I mean, such a change from whenever I was, you know, growing up here. But Andalusia kind of reminds me of Athens when I was growing up. So kind of that starting point, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they're both still small town. It's just that great feel, but it's been great. I mean, we love it. And so I don't know, we're just keep on keeping on.
I have a show follower, Stephen King, who's from Andalusia, Covington County. And it's been over a year now when he invited me to come down to Andalusia and do some interviews, mm-hmm. and he lined up different guests for my show, and I traveled to Andalusia, and I've done that now several times thanks to Stephen King, mm-hmm. and it's interesting because I was following Andalusia and what's happening in Covington County, yeah. and ran across Bethesda House,
mm-hmm.
and that connected me back to you, yeah. which we already knew of each other,
yeah.
because of the tortilla business, yeah, the chip business.
Yes.
But I just thought that was really neat that it connected us back through Bethesda House and mm-hmm. covering Andalusia and the things that are going on in Covington County, Alabama.
Yeah, it's, I mean, such a small world. I mean, I was sitting at Sister's house kind of going over some stuff for this event, and they're like, hey, do you know Mark White? He's from Athens. I was like, yeah, yes, I know who he is. And so I was talking to my mom, and then I'm like, you will never believe it. Like, they were just, you know, just a couple of us sitting there, just such a small world. And, you know, it is such a great community. And, you know, they, I feel like, I was able to meet actually the mayor randomly, at the country club the other day. I was just a guest of another girl that's doing some events down there as well at the Bethesda House and all. And he was just talking about, because I told him I was from Athens, he goes, well, they're just growing so much, they're doing wonderful things. And then he talked about a lot of the things that they're doing. And so just trying to get to be a part of that community as well, and kind of get back to a small town feel. You know, we love Birmingham, and my husband's grew up there, so he didn't grow up in a small town. He's learning the small town way. But you know, we just there's just a difference with the community and Birmingham. Like I said, Birmingham, I'm not saying anything bad about Birmingham's great. There's small town. I mean, not small town, but there's community there as well. But it's just something about a small town and just being in the deep South. And I love Alabama so much. You know, I went to school at Auburn for industrial design, and I didn't think I could do design in Alabama. I thought I had to go to Atlanta, which I did, and I worked in New Jersey, which I loved, and I've kind of told you, you touched on it in the article, you know, I graduated at a terrible time. I mean, 2009, there were no jobs to be had, so I came back here, and, you know, now looking at it all, I've been able to do Cotton and Quill. I mean, very much with the support of family, friends, community. I mean, people have just lifted me up the entire time from day one, 11 years ago now this year. And, but you know, I'm so grateful for Alabama, and I love Alabama and Athens, great community. And again, Andalusia, just love it. And I just love how all of these connections are made and kind of circle back. You know, it doesn't matter how many years it's been, but it's always, it just circles back. And I just think it's so neat. I think it's fun.
And we talked about if certain things hadn't happened on your path, you wouldn't have Cotton and Quill now. That mm-hmm. wouldn't be part of what you're doing.
Mm-mm.
Same thing with what I did, right. Having the tortilla factory,
yeah.
Running the restaurant,
yeah.
Tourism, law enforcement, everything that led me to this point. If you take something mm-hmm. out, then I'm not here with you right now. Mm-hmm. There's no Mark White Show.
Right.
So everything leads to something. I think that's an important message for listeners mm-hmm. to think about maybe the path they're on, and maybe they're looking at something they're doing right now and saying, well, this isn't really mm-hmm. valuable to my life experience, right. Or this may not be helpful to me. That might be a mistake, because in the future we might look back and say, well, I needed to go through that, or that needed to happen mm-hmm. for me to be where I'm at mm-hmm. today.
I completely agree. I mean, I'm a glass half full kind of girl. I look at the positive of everything, and the way that I've dealt with so many situations is, I mean, I have a lot of faith in the good Lord up above, and I say, He's got a plan for everything. I don't know. I might not think that, you know, today's the best day or whatever's happening. I might not understand it, but I always try and say, I said, you know what? It's working out for a reason. And, you know, when the time's right for certain things, then that will come. And yeah, you know, it's just all worked out. And honestly, I left my design job in Atlanta to get married to my husband, and I left working in a high-rise building in downtown Atlanta, and you know, got dressed to the T and had my big fancy computers and all, and then I went to work in an industrial warehouse with my husband for his family's business. And the first day there, I sat down and I cried. And I was just like, I have, you know, I graduated with my industrial design degree.
Right.
I did the internship at Johnson & Johnson in New Jersey. I've worked at this firm in Atlanta. And now I'm sitting in an industrial warehouse, like doing paperwork. Like, what in the world? But if it wasn't for that, again, I wouldn't have Cotton and Quill. And he was so supportive. And I still work with that company. I mean, that is our... You know, we work very hard, so I'm doing two full-time jobs on top of just life. But, you know, the following year, I said something about starting a company and designing fabrics. I knew nothing about designing fabrics or wallpaper. I was not trained in that. I just liked to draw, and, you know, it worked out, and he was supportive from day one. And so, and has been, and we've had... You know, health, life has gotten in the way, and COVID, my husband's a type 1 diabetic, so we basically had to learn how to work remotely and through ourselves, and we've been fortunate to be able to do so. But, you know, you learn a lot, and you grow a lot, and I think it's made us stronger, and then it just shows you what's important in life too. Like, you know, I don't take things quite as seriously anymore. I mean, I do. I mean, I still work hard, but I focus more on like enjoying the farm and being outside and not being stuck on my phone 24 hours a day like I was, and not, you know, just enjoying life again, kind of like, again, when I was a kid. You know, it's just, I used to love, like, going out to my grandparents' golf course and riding the golf cart around and, you know, going and playing in cotton fields and arrowhead hunting with my granddad and my dad. And so kind of that Andalusia thing, again, has brought that little bit of joy kind of back. And even, you know, in the spring, or I guess maybe February, I saw buttercups starting to come up on the property, and it reminded me of when I was a kid with my mom. Oh, she would embarrass me because she would just pull over on the side of the road to cut any kind of buttercups that she saw. And I'm like, we're going to get in trouble. I'm like dipping down in the seat. But when those came up, it was like, we call it a little God wink. And, you know, it was kind of one of those days I was, you know, we all get down or frustrated or whatever about work or whatever it may be. And it was one of those days. And then I just happened to go out by myself on the property, and I saw those buttercups coming up, and I called my mom, and I was like, you won't believe it. You know, it was just so exciting. And again, it's just such good inspiration. And just, I don't know. I completely agree that there's a plan for all of us, and that we don't understand hardships and things along the way, but they make us so much stronger for, you know, later on.
I totally agree. Right now, folks, we're talking to Mary Catherine Clem Fulmar. She is from Athens, Alabama, now living between Birmingham and Andalusia with her husband, and she's sharing her story with us today. And in the next segment, I want to talk about a couple of different organizations that are benefiting from her work now with Cotton and Quill. When you can take that next step, I believe, and help others, that's a huge step in whatever your endeavor is. And for Mary Catherine right now, it's Bethesda House doing some work for Sister Schubert and getting ready for a fundraiser for them, and then the Athens Limestone Library. I hope you'll stick with us in the next segment. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week except Sunday for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com.
Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm on location at Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations in Athens, Alabama, at 402 West Forest Street. Glad to have Mary Catherine Clem Fulmar with me from Athens, Alabama, originally. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Mary Catherine.
Thank you again so much for having me. It's been such a joy to be here today.
And I'm so glad that we found each other again.
Yes.
And thanks to Bethesda House and their fundraiser, that's what led to this conversation today. Great organization, great effort. I was glad to be able to talk to Allison about Bethesda House, find out more about what they're doing when it comes to battered women, abused children, and those who are coming out of sex trafficking. Very important work that's going on right now in Covington County through Bethesda House.
Absolutely. And I've just been so thankful to have learned more about them myself. You know, I wasn't really aware until I met Allie Nielsen. Again, we both have two different companies, but we were doing pop-ups at the same business, Canvas, in Birmingham. And so she introduced us together and said, well, y'all are both in Andalusia. And we're like, what? And so anyway, Allie has... She gives a lot to Bethesda House. And then so when this great event came up that they were talking about, she reached out to me and I was like, absolutely. You know, it's been so great to meet all of these wonderful people and women in another small community, and to really start to be a part of another community and find out about these wonderful organizations. The event that we're doing at Sister Schubert's home, it's the 29th. And so it's a home and garden tour. So, I mean, her home's amazing. Just a very old historic home there. And Brenda Gant will be there as well. They're going to be doing, her and Sister Schubert are both going to be doing book signings. And then they've asked other local people to kind of do, like, have our products inside the home. So it's kind of, you know, they're touring the home, but then in a lot of us are, actually, I think most, pretty much everybody is women. So it's women encouraging women, and hopefully it will build up these women that have been through sex trafficking or battered, you know, when you're completely down, to show with the support of other people that that's not the end of the road, that you can do things and you can grow and you know, you can get yourself out of that. And that, you know, we all started from nothing. I mean, I wouldn't have been able to do Cotton and Quill if I didn't have the support and help of other, not just women, but just people in general. I don't think any of us could could be where we are in any path or career or wherever we're, whatever we're called to do without the help of others. So I think it's just so important, you know, again, to raise awareness and money, obviously, for that, for the Bethesda House, and which is a great organization. But also just give hope and, you know, help build up these women, and even if they're not part of Bethesda House, you know, getting help from them, other women and young women, just, you know, to encourage one another and be kind and help where you can.
And I don't want to leave one guy out, and it's Jared Boutwell.
Yes.
Who's doing the landscaping outside.
He is.
So he's working hard too.
He is. And so funny, we became friends kind of through this too, and then realized we had a lot of acquaintances and friends through Birmingham. So kind of, again, the same kind of thing. You know, it's just really such a small world. But he's such a great guy. And he does beautiful work.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. When you come back to Athens, Alabama here, the Athens Limestone Public Library, you were asked pre-COVID to come and speak.
Yes.
And of course, COVID changed plans.
Yes. You know, they reached out again and said, hey, well, you know, we're going to do this again. Do you still want to come and talk? And again, I've just had so much continued support in Athens for Cotton and Quill. And even when I was pre-Cotton and Quill, I mean, I've done shows when I was at Auburn. I did sold photography and art, and I mean everybody's always been so supportive no matter what it is that I've done. You know, it's just a great community to be a part of, and I'm thrilled to be going and speaking at the library, and that'll be fun.
And that's a fundraiser for the library.
Yes,
to help.
Yes.
Support their effort.
Yep, absolutely. So, actually, after we're finished here, that is where I will be heading.
You have some work to do.
I got a little bit of work. Got a little bit of work to do. But, you know, I enjoy it. It's fun. And then I get to see my family while I'm here. So, and catch up with people. It's always fun. So, yeah.
I love that. And as you alluded to, you're a creative person. Yeah. I consider myself a creative person. Mm-hmm. So, we reinvent ourselves over and over.
Yeah.
And your endeavors, people have supported that, and that's great because it encourages you to keep moving forward and whatever, all the way back to your Ziploc contest.
Yeah.
Which I found interesting because here you were a young kid.
I was.
And you had some success.
Yeah.
And it has continued to be part of your path, is to say, well, this is, when I was really young, something that happened special and unique, and here you are today.
Yeah, I still have my chef's hat from the National Ziploc sandwich contest, and that was so much fun. I mean, I remember my grandmother and I sitting at her kitchen table, and we were coming up with the name for the sandwich, which was the tropical flamingo. And I know it sounds really gross, but if anybody wants the ingredients, I can send it to you. You just have to try it. It's just one of those things you just have to try. But and then of course getting to meet, hanging with Mr. Cooper. I was a 90s, you know.
Yes.
And so, and then we got to go see Full House and Family Matters.
Wow.
So I met Steve Urkel. And what was it? His alter ego was what? Stefan, I think. Yeah.
Right.
So in real life, Steve Urkel is Stefan. He's not.
I watched all those programs on Friday night.
Yeah, so.
Each one, Step by Step, I think was another. There were three or four shows right in a row.
Yeah. So as a, you know, a second grader, I was like in heaven and in Hollywood, and it was so much fun. And it was a neat experience. And you know, my teachers and all still, you know, Miss McCleary, she still reminisces about it to this day, and so do I. So, you know, it was just something kind of cool and
very special,
you know, really, just really neat. But so again, literally, I've had so much support and have had opportunities ever since I was very young. My mom just kind of let me run free with my creativity, I suppose. I know I'm looking now and thinking back, I'm like, oh, if I had a daughter, I don't know, Mom, if I would have let her paint that room and do all that in there, because it was pretty wild. It was pretty wild, but it was, you know, it was fun. And she, all it is a little bit of paint. So if, you know, I think it's always great to encourage, again, if you have kids, or like my husband and I, we have nieces and nephews. So to encourage them just to explore and do what they love. And I really, I think the bottom line is just constant encouragement from in a good support group. So whether that's, you can do that with family, or you have close friends, or you can just be a mentor to somebody. I think that's, at the end of the day, if you keep saying, hey, you can do this, you can do it, you can do it. We all make mistakes. We're going to learn. You're going to learn from it. But, and I don't think anybody would be where they were if they didn't make some mistakes.
That's right.
But, you know, but the thing is get back up, do it again, you know, just keep going and keep working. And I think working hard, and my mom always telling me to be kind to everybody. It will come back. Because trust me, it's a lot harder to be ugly to somebody and to get mad and frustrated than it is just to be kind and to be nice and, you know, smile. You know, I'd rather have some smile wrinkles on my face than frown wrinkles. So, but yeah, I think those are kind of, today, if I could talk to my younger self, that's what I would, that's what I would say. Just be kind, work hard, be encouraging, you know. Keep on, do what you can. So
how can people who are listening right now encourage you and support you through Cotton and Quill?
Well, I mean, of course I have my website is cottonquill.com and my Instagram, but I think for me, just, you know, if I am having an event or something and somebody's able to come, just seeing people and, you know, if somebody has a minute just to say, hey, thumbs up, like that looks good. I mean, really, again, kind words can go so far. And just that constant, you know, support. I mean, I guess that's.
I want people to check your place out. Yeah. I want them to check out your website and, I mean, follow you on Facebook, yeah, and Instagram.
Yeah. Instagram's our biggest place I kind of focus on, just because our products are so visual. But and you can access all this through our website, but Facebook, I'm on there. And look, if you're sending a message, guess who you're getting? You're getting me. And it's funny when I'm at events or things larger, you know, than local, that where people don't already know me. And I'll say, oh, I said, I'm Mary Catherine. And then I'll say, Cotton and Quill. And they'll say, ah, why didn't you just say so? I'm like, so now I don't know. I just, it's kind of like, it's my last name. I'm like, Mary Catherine Cotton and Quill.
It's a memorable name, Cotton and Quill. Where did that come from?
Well, cotton, because of the textiles. And then quill, because of, I hand illustrate all of the designs. So they're either hand illustrated or painted. And then I've take them all together and I put them in the computer and make up my designs from there. But yeah.
And that was something I think you told me you learned at Auburn, which was to do everything by hand.
Oh, yes.
First, mm-hmm. And then digitize it.
Oh yes. You didn't even touch the computer until like year two, maybe, when I was at Auburn. And, I know to get into industrial design, you have to go through, pretty tough, they call it, was it summer op, like summer option, but it's not an option. Okay. It's not an option, but like drafting was, it's like 3 weeks of drafting, 3 weeks of like perspective drawing, 3 weeks of rendering, you know, so, but it's pretty intense. I mean, I started pre-med and then changed over to industrial design, but I will say industrial design was pretty tough because it's there's no right or wrong necessarily. You have to figure out what your teacher wants you to do, just like you would a client. Uh-huh. You know, if you're in the creative program and you've got a design client, you have to figure out what it is that they want. So it's not like doing math or science where there's a right and a wrong answer. You know, you just kind of have to work with your client and figure out what it is they like and they don't like and what fits their needs. And sometimes we have things in our heads, you know, but it's hard to get it out on paper for a lot of people. So, and that's where I think like design industry is so important too, because it's getting those ideas out and on paper for people that might not be able to think that way. And then they're like, yes, that's it, you know, or whoa, no, that is not it. But hey, I would rather somebody say, yeah, that's great, or no. So at least then I know a different direction to go in. But yeah, Auburn, anybody wanting to go into design, my husband graduated building science. So we were both College of Architecture, Design and Construction. Great, great, great program. I mean, has been ranked top in the country for many years. So yeah, it's tough, but it's a really good program. Even for all those Alabama fans out there, that's okay. It's okay. If you want to do design, Auburn is a good choice.
There are some colleges that are very specific to what you want to do. Like I talked to a gentleman, Drake Cheatham, today, and he is a Bryant Jordan Award recipient. Yeah. He wants to go into civil engineering, so he's going to go to UAH.
Yeah.
So it fits what he wants to do.
Absolutely. You know, every school has great programs. And Alabama, I'm just playing about Alabama. All of my friends went to Alabama. So
I did for a little while.
And my father-in-law went to Alabama, too. They have a lot of really good programs as well. But yeah, that's one thing. And even the company I worked for in Atlanta, Sky Design in ASD, so Associated Space Design, I think. ASD was the interiors and architecture side of it. Mm-hmm. Sky Design was like the environmental graphics and things like that. So kind of industrial design, I guess. But I think most of our team, we all went to Auburn. Pretty much all of us except for maybe like one person, one or two. But
you found each other in Atlanta all together.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they hired a lot of Auburn because, they just knew how you're taught, you know, like again, starting by hand and not going straight to the computer to do stuff. So your skill set, how you learn things, the methodology, things like that.
So Auburn became a pipeline for their business.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that they would get the employees that they wanted.
And the same thing with Johnson & Johnson. When they did their internship program, they came to Auburn. And so I was not the first or the last intern to do it, but they would only hire one at a time, and it was for 6 months. So yeah, it was a good experience. I had a few days crying because I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know. It was so fast paced, you know, you're thrown from going to school to in the real world. And
sure,
that's tough. You know, school doesn't teach you everything.
That's right. Well, I saw a sign today that said, go back and laugh where you cried, where you once cried.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of neat.
I like it.
Go back to that spot and laugh.
Yeah. Hey, that's the glass half full mentality, right? Make
that's
lemonade
right.
out of lemons.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mary Catherine, it's been a great pleasure to have you here on the show to cover you through the News Courier, and I wish you well in both efforts with the Bethesda House and then with the Athens Limestone Public Library tomorrow.
Thank you. Hope
it's a huge success.
Thank you so much again for having me. I've so much enjoyed it. And again, thank you for the wonderful article. That was great.
Most welcome. Mary Catherine Clem Fulmar joining us here on the Mark White Show, Athens native, working in Birmingham and Andalusia at this point. Glad to have her here on the Mark White Show. Folks, you know we're recognizing difference makers through the Mark White Show here, and I want you to share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show coming to you from Coronation in Athens, Alabama, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Special kind of hero.
are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.